Thank you for calling server support. My name is Ian. Who am I speaking with today?
Yeah, my name is Rick Bratton, B-R-A-T-T-O-N.
Hi there, Rick. I don't have your account coming up for me here. What is your customer number, please?
Customer number is 8660. I'm sorry, I'm giving my PIN. Customer number is 523-6708.
523-6708?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss a number in there in case there was an interruption. And all right, and your four-digit customer PIN again, please?
Is 8660.
All right. Okay, I have your account loading now. One moment, please.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right. Just in case we get disconnected, what number can I call you back at?
Let's do this one. 85. Now, I'm giving you my cell phone number. 419-230-5261.
Okay, great. And how can I help today?
Well, I'm getting real nervous here. I think we're about to go through the migration. I talked to someone on Friday and went through some of the process, and not sure that our computer guy's never done anything like this before. We had a number of questions. He said if we decided to let them, GoDaddy, do it, to call back on Monday, he thought they could push it back and would do the migration as a courtesy. And our guy sort of stumped on this and wondered when it's scheduled for, and if we could do that, if we could get you to do the migration.
Okay. So what I can do is set the auto migration to delay until at least a certain date.
Okay.
I can't guarantee a date, but I can set it to not auto migrate any earlier than some date.
Okay.
If you'd like us to do a migration, we can do a bulk migration for you, which is just using the cPanel transfer tool and copying it over. We will, you know, send you updates on how that went. And there's a couple other, you know, disclaimers with it that I'd have to read to you.
Right.
But then you, once we get everything copied over, we'll send you any results from it. If there's any problems that we saw with the transfer, then you'd need to you know, test it to make sure it works, and then once it's ready, you can update your DNS and point everything to the new server. If you'd like, I can go and set you up with a new Gen 4 server today and start that process, though I do see that your disk space is pretty full, which can cause problems with the transfer process.
Okay.
I can take a look at your disk space to see if there's anything easy that can be done to get rid of some space. Yeah, right now you're using... Right now, using about 192 gigabytes, and we need to get that under about 110 gigabytes.
Okay.
So let me see what options we've got there. I'm going to start using a terminal. I'm going to start running a disk scan to see where large folders are.
Okay.
To give some idea of where the disk space is being used up. In the meantime, I can go over some details with you on pricing for plans, for new plans, and so on.
Yes.
If that works for you.
Yeah, in fact, okay. I moved one over. I looked, but it's still Gen 4. Somebody said I needed a CentOS 7.
Well, let me double check on that. So the your current server uses CentOS 6. The newer versions of cPanel, anything past version cPanel 86, can't be installed onto CentOS 6. So you would need at least CentOS 7 with that. On the newer Gen 4 VPSs, we offer CentOS 7 or Alma Linux 8. And depending on what PHP version you're using, and if there's any other compatibility issues that you know of, but for me, what I'm doing is I'm just going to check your PHP versions on your websites right now.
Okay.
I see that they're all set to use PHP 5.6. PHP 5.6 is not available on Alma Linux 8, so you'd need a new VPS with CentOS 7.
Okay. You can guide me in that direction, which one I need.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of specifications, your current server has one virtual CPU, 240 gigabytes of disk space, and 8 gigabytes of RAM. You're currently paying monthly $151.98.
Yes.
Let me take a look at some options here for you. All right. If you can, I'll quote the higher disk space just in case it's going to be a problem getting your disk space down.
Okay.
But let me get it with the proper options here. All right. So for a new VPS with let me pull that up one more time. There we go. Okay, for a new VPS with 8 virtual CPUs, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and 400 gigabytes of storage, and that's SSD storage, so it's going to be a little bit quicker. That will, with cPanel, that'll run $120.99 per month before taxes, so it'll be a little cheaper.
Oh, yeah, and that's got plenty of room.
For a pretty good upgrade.
Okay.
And that should have plenty of room for you.
Well, let's just do that, because I'm not sure when you go through what we can get rid of. So many of these are old radio shows, and they're still being used, and interviews that we've done that people have up on their website. So this is actually an upgrade. This has more space than we have now.
It would, yeah.
Okay.
In terms of us doing the bulk migration for you, I'm just I need to finish this disk scan to see if there's anything that's like if there's backups that are stacked up somewhere that are easy to get rid of, that would be super useful, because then in order to run the bulk migration, what it has to do is copy everything over, but it has to make an archive of the current content and copies it over to the new server.
Okay.
And in order to do that, there needs to be disk space on the current server.
Okay,
so it looks like you've got about 180 gigabytes in the /home/bluefunk directory, which looks like it's the cPanel account for bluefunkbroadcasting.com, just so you know, online.bluefunkbroadcasting.com, and twia.bluefunkbroadcasting.com.
Yes,
look in there. There's 90 gigabytes, 97 gigabytes of that is in the public_HTML directory. So there may be about 70 or 80 gigabytes that can be cleared out there. Let me take a look.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an 83 gigabyte backup from 3 days ago. That's sitting in there. So that could clear out enough. If you deleted that would clear out enough space for us to do the bulk migration with.
Okay, that's good, because I think the computer guy went in and backed up everything, downloaded whatever. So and that makes sense. And then he.
Yes. Yeah, and if you like, I can walk you through the server control panel to, if you like, download that file just for safety.
I wouldn't understand
or just delete it.
Yeah, let's because he made copies of everything on there like on Friday.
Okay.
So he made copies and he downloaded. So he's got all of that. And what you're saying is that is also on the server, and we can eliminate that.
It's definitely a relatively safe thing to delete, because it's a backup. It's from only 3 days ago, and we're literally, you know, if we do a migration for you, it'll all get copied over to a new server.
Okay, that's good. My concern was just losing something, and we shouldn't, because we've got backup and you've got backup.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that would leave you at 45% disk space used, which would be great.
Okay, let's do that.
I cannot delete that file unless you pay us a fee for a disk audit service, but I can walk you through where it is and how to delete it pretty simply.
Oh,
if you're logged into your GoDaddy account, I can get
No, and I'm not going to understand any of this. Could I get him to do that? He's been in the cPanel and did all of this.
Sure.
Okay, so he needs to get in the scene panel.
Yeah, just let him know that in the /home/bluefunk directory, there's a backup file that's about 83 gigabytes.
Bluefunk file, 83 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that he can delete.
Yep, you should be able to delete that. It's not going to affect anything on the server. If he wants to download it and back it up first, then that's totally also advisable if he didn't already have it.
Okay. I think that's what we've got. So, okay, that's good. So that gets it down to where you need to be for the migration.
Correct.
Okay. Forgive me if I ask stupid questions because I have no idea what any of this
stuff
means.
No, not at all.
That's why I've spent many sleepless nights here. So we're making progress, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Do you have your developer on the line right now to delete that?
No.
Okay. Once that's deleted, you can give us a call and we can start the process for the bulk migration. Let me read you a couple of details about it just so you know what it involves.
Okay.
Okay, so the bulk migration entails moving over your content from the current, copying over your content from the current Gen 3 server to a new Gen 4 server, which you'll need to start up beforehand, using the transfer tool built into WHM, it's part of the control panel. Any special server configurations, such as custom SSH ports or CSF firewall rules, will not be moved over and will need to be manually migrated by you or your tech.
Okay.
This is a best effort attempt and may not bring over all of your current settings and content. But I've seen, few problems happen with these. Usually they're warnings. After we start the transfer, we'll create a ticket, a support ticket for tracking purposes, and to send out a resolution, which we'll respond to via email within 72 hours on the status of the migration. That's going to be a one-way communication, that email, and any future support would need to be done via our phone support. If the transfer tool fails, then we offer a white glove migration service, which is $100 per site and can take up to 7 to 10 days. But usually the transfer tool works all right. We would also need permission to update the admin password on your server, just so that we have access to it from both servers.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem.
Okay. Did you want to talk to your tech and then give us a call back once you get that file deleted?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm just looking at my notes here. Can we delay the migration date to give us a little time here?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me go and delay that again. Tell you what, I can delay that out to. Tell you what, let me delay it out to January 2nd. At the moment.
Oh, perfect.
That should definitely give you enough time. That's
perfect. Yes.
1, 2, 3 weeks.
Yep.
That's definitely give enough time to get that cleared off and for us to do the migration. The migrations are usually pretty quick.
Okay. So I will do that. I'm going to get him this information to him this afternoon. And, what should I do do I need to purchase this new plan now or?
You can if you want. I can just leave it in your. I can just leave it in your cart.
Oh yes, please do. Please do.
But you don't need. You don't. Yeah, you don't need to purchase it at the moment. Let me make sure that it's in your cart correctly. 1 second.
Okay, and that's even cheaper. So that's a good deal.
There we go. It's in your cart, $120.99 per month, and it's waiting in your cart whenever you need.
Okay, that's so. I need to do that before the January 2nd. We need to take care of delayed, and I'm recording this, so I'll send this part of the conversation to him. So he's not relying on me to try to speak engineering talk to try to get this taken care of. So now, does this have any impact on our email while I'm thinking about it? Will we lose email during the period of the migration?
Let me take a look.
It's now Outlook, and I'm thinking, well, it's different, but then it's through GoDaddy, so I wasn't sure.
No. If it's not on the server, your email wouldn't be affected at all.
Okay.
Let me check that for the domains you've got. Okay, so for bluefunkbroadcasting.com, it does look like there are some email is pointed to the server. Actually, wait, maybe it's not. No, it's not. Okay, so for bluefunkbroadcasting.com, it's pointing to... Well, it's pointing to the server, but there's no email addresses on there.
Hmm.
Let me double check. Because it may be pointed to our Outlook service there. Bluefunk Broadcasting. Yeah, it's pointed to the Microsoft 365 email.
Okay.
So that shouldn't cause any problems. For the other domains, there's, let's see, justsoyouknowonline.com. And that looks like it's also set there. One thing I do see is that you do have the DNS for bluefunkpodcasting.com, justsoyouknowonline.com, and thisweekinamerica.us. All three of those domains, let me check. I'm not sure where they are registered. Looks like thisweekinamerica.us is registered through GoDaddy. Let me just check your account here and see if they're registered here.
Okay.
Just so you know, online registered here. Thisweekinamerica.us registered here. Yeah. Okay. All three of them are registered in this account, but you have them set to look up the DNS information from your VPS, right? You're not using the GoDaddy name servers, which is where DNS information is held. That's how it resolves things like domain names to computer addresses.
Mm.
So that will need to be updated in your DNS after you migrate. It should recreate the DNS records on the new server, but that'll have to be part of your testing process.
Okay, making a note here. So that's something we'll have to do on this end. So, okay, that's good. So I think...
And we can help with that process later.
Okay, thank you. They've been very helpful here today. So basically, I've got the new plan in my cart that I can buy as we get closer. The new migration date is January 2nd. And I've got the information that I'll pass along to Brian, what needs to be deleted, what we need to do to get it repaired. And then they update the DNS records. That'll make sense to him. It makes no sense to me. So I'll pass that part of the conversation along as well.
Okay.
Just
so you know, I recommend not waiting till the last minute on that.
Yes.
We've delayed the migration out to January 2nd. But I mean, if you get it done in the next, few days, that's also just fine by us. So more time to keep ahead of things.
Yes, I want to, with the holidays, these next 2 weeks are going to go by very quickly. So I want to get this done as quickly as I can, and we've got enough time. And thankfully, you've given me enough information that I can pass along to help us through this. So, Ian, you've been very helpful. Thank you. I really, really appreciate this. Thank you.
I'm very glad I could help. Is there anything else I can help with at the moment, Rick?
Nope, that takes care of everything I have here, and we'll get things started on this end. And again, thank you for everything, and happy holidays.
You're very welcome. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.